Dr. Future on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. We're here in the studio with Dave Warren, who for many years was a professor at Cabrillo College here in Santa Cruz. Not a man to sit still. He's been very involved since his retirement, working on what's known as the TEDx revolution, or I call it the revolution, the TEDx phenomenon, TEDx Santa Cruz specifically. Welcome, Dave, to the Dr. Future Show. Now, TED has got a deep history. I think we should give the audience a little background on the whole TED phenomenon.
Well, TED began here in the Monterey Bay, in Monterey. Mm-hmm. Started in the late 80s. It was basically a for-profit organization at that time.
And for the uninitiated, what does TED stand for?
Technology, entertainment, and design. Mm. Although over the years, why it's gotten much broader than that. The original design was to really bring all of the, under those three categories, bring the most inspiring people that we could find or TED could find to speak in short talks, none over 18 minutes, mm-hmm. and more or less overwhelm the attendees in a three-day conference with back-to-back talks.
No, to educate them about all the technology entertainment design to the max.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I was at the first TED and a few others since then, and it was amazing. The air was electrical there. You would meet leaders in these fields.
Absolutely. The Bill Gateses and such were invited, and it was an expensive conference.
Yes, it was. It was like $4,000 to $6,000 to attend, and I think you even had to pay it if you were chosen to be a speaker at the event.
And now it's over $8,000.
$8,000. Now, I remember, was it back in 08, I guess it was, that TED decided to start publishing their proceedings, so their video
What happened, actually, was that in 2005, the TED organization was purchased by a nonprofit. And I don't have the name of the nonprofit online.
And it had been profit,
profit. And then so it was purchased by a nonprofit headed by Chris Anderson. And Chris had been in the multimedia area.
For the Wired World, right?
Chris Anderson. Okay. At any rate, he basically started publishing all of the TED Talks for free and posting them online at the TED.com site. It's just had an extraordinary evolution ever since.
That's when it became ideas worth sharing. Sharing.
Since then, over 800 talks have been put up on the TED website for people to watch for free, and it's becoming ever more accessible through the tagging and
social
media.
I had all these top-end people in these fields, most of their talks being published. So how did TEDx emerge from this soup?
Well, I think part of it, and I'm only surmising here, had to do with some of the criticisms about the TED organization
being an elitist
organization. Yeah. And I don't think that's where the heart of Chris Anderson and others dwelled. And so I think they wanted to really democratize these conversations that were going on. I think he's pretty well succeeded. Since in TEDx, the TEDx basically is an independently organized TED event. And so you can obtain a license for free by applying online.
From the TED
people. From the mother TED organization.
The mothership.
Yep. And there's rules to follow. Just like the TED, you can't promote religion or a particular political bent or sell something. So it keeps it pretty clean.
How do you choose who speaks at the TEDx events?
Well, it's by invitation and or application. So
is it more locally oriented then?
It's more locally oriented, although I think a lot of the TEDx organizations actually invite somewhere between 10 and 15% of their speakers to come from outside the area. Hmm. And I think that's a healthy trend since we can all use inspiration from other geographical areas.
Right, it's a little cross-pollination, yeah.
Right.
So it's mostly local but with a healthy non-local component.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very appealing to me. I applied for the TEDx Santa Cruz license 2 years ago, almost 3 years now, but it was about 2 years. So TEDx had been in rolling along for about a year. And I thought, oh my goodness, I was retired and looking around for things to become involved in.
Keep your mind active.
Absolutely. I didn't like the whole idea of retirement. our daughter had successfully made it into college, so...
Yeah, I remember. I met you at the Design Renaissance Conference.
That's right. That's right.
With the Dream In a couple of years ago.
That was part of my scouting about for something to do. And I thought, well, gee, what could be more interesting than finding the most interesting people in your community and asking them to tell the rest of us about what they're excited about? Mm-hmm. So
you did that last year, as a matter of fact.
Right. It was a year in planning. Mm-hmm. And then on June 11th, we had our first TEDx Santa Cruz, and it was held at Cabrillo in their marvelous music recital hall. Mm-hmm. We put up a website and asked people to apply to speak and received over 120 applications and
wow.
Blew our mind. And
you had to choose just a small percentage.
Choosing, we ended up having 26 talks mm-hmm. and 27 speakers, and that was just an extraordinary, uplifting event. And it sold out and was a marvelous day.
Yeah, we were there. I remember that.
Absolutely.
Very successful.
It's only March right now that you're starting early to do another one this year.
Well, we're learning. We're learning from our fumbles and awkwardness before, mostly mine. Now we've got a great crew together, and we're getting ready for a design day at Plantronics using one of their splendid design rooms. Hmm. Bringing the crew together to mm-hmm. bring in what we're planning, it's going to be the summation of a several-month effort to develop a sustainability plan. Mm-hmm. Because we're nonprofit, there's going to be people flowing in and out of our organization, and I think that's healthy, and so we're just trying to design a way that can happen and have a handbook available that describes all of the roles and responsibilities so that people can step in, read what they are volunteering for, and kind of having a little roadmap of what to do mm-hmm. and how to work with the team at large.
Okay, so let's see if I decode what you're saying. So we're starting in March to get ready for this year's TED, the TED 2012. And have you set a date for that?
We're narrowing down on a date for September.
For September. And,
right.
Oh, so we're 6 months or more.
So what's the March, what's next week's weekend event then?
The weekend event is a live cast of one day of the actual TED conference that's going on in Long Beach.
So the actual TED conference is next weekend.
That's right.
And you will be doing a live cast of it at the...
Well, it's all next week.
It's all next week.
Yeah.
There's a one day here in Santa Cruz where a select group of people will be listening to this
right.
at the MA.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very fortunate to be able to work with Nina Simon and the MA in making that happen and making it available for Santa Cruz.
I might add, she'll be on the show next Tuesday.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So how does this work with the Parent TED organization? They give you permission to share their event locally because of your TEDx status, and then you take it from there? How does this work?
Yeah, that's correct. Once you have successfully had a TEDx event, you can apply for other events, and there are a number of live casts that happen throughout the year. The big ones are TED and TED Global. Those are the two big conferences that TED holds. Hmm. But then there are others. All TEDx's events are usually live streamed. It's not a mandate that you live stream it, but they highly encourage it. And since their partner is Live Stream, the company, and they provide that capability for free, it's, of course, very attractive.
Sure. No, I live stream myself. It's a freely available service for any of you that haven't heard of Live Stream, but you can hook up your computer and your camcorder to it and do a live stream anytime for free. It's remarkable. Livestream and Ustream are both big services in that field. Very exciting.
It is. And one thing I forgot to mention, to successfully receive a TEDx license, you have to agree to video all of your speakers and upload it to the TEDx YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the requirements.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because it seemed to me, at least when I looked, which maybe since I looked, maybe there was a completion, but I was only able to find a handful of the speakers from last year whose talks were actually available. And I wonder what was happening.
All of them are currently available now.
Oh,
and
good.
It's taking us 6 months to finally get all of them up and running. It's been amazing to watch the number of views click away. Since some of the talks were only available as recently as a month, it's been interesting to see how many views they've received in a month.
Mm-hmm.
All told, moving back, I'll get to that, those stats in just a moment. Just a summary from the live stream is that we had over 10 countries, people in 10 countries viewing our live stream.
From the Santa Cruz TEDx gathering.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There were over 10,000 streams from those 10 countries.
Wow. Any ones in particular?
Well, most of them were the United States. 6,300 of them were from there. And then Brazil was the second.
Really?
They had almost 800. Mexico was third. Germany, India, Spain, Canada, France, and Argentina.
Cool. Okay. Well, a little bit more into this after the break. Thank you for that download, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And this is the Dr. Future Show on KSEO. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. We're just talking to Dave Warren, who organized the TEDx event. And he's giving us a little breakdown on who was popular at the last year's TEDx event and how Santa Cruz community actually is impacting the global community. Can you tell us a little bit more about last year's success?
Sure. I'd like to clarify something.
You had a team of people.
We had a team of people who organized.
That's always the case. That's true. You're more the... The networker, the connector.
Yeah, well, however you want to label me.
Right. Labels don't quite do justice.
There were over 60 volunteers for that day. It's just extraordinary. I think people really understand or get what TEDx is about. You were talking about the global and local, and we'll get to that. It's an amazing phenomenon. In terms of the number of views of our videos, since we've been uploading the videos every month, for the past 6 months. So it's not exactly accurate. Only over a couple of years will we know who really stands out and which ones were the most seen, and we can only speculate as to why they were more interesting than others. Overall, our videos have been watched by at least one person, maybe more, because you don't know who's viewing something, whether there's a crowd or an individual person. But there have been over 424,000 views of the videos.
Of total.
The 26
just for TEDx. Just for Santa Cruz, huh?
That's right.
Great. Yeah. Great.
Now, this was on the TEDx, at the TED site, or not YouTube?
That's the TEDx site, right.
Oh, okay.
Now, Roger McNamee has received over 60,000 views from our site.
So he was your rock star.
And he was a rock star.
Now he's the venture capitalist in Silicon Valley?
He's a venture capitalist. He's also a band leader.
Apparently, right. Yeah, the Flying Other Brothers, I believe. Something like that.
Yeah, it's not the name, but...
It's kind of a dead band. It's interesting he's also a venture capitalist.
His talk was selected to be moved over, in addition to our site, to the actual TED site. And they featured him on a weekend, and then he got 300,000 views. It really underscores the leverage that technology gives you on a global scale, when you can produce a local event, bring some of the best people with the greatest, most passionate ideas to your own town, at the same time share it simultaneously from people in 10 different countries.
And how did you happen to bring Roger McNamee into Santa Cruz? He's more over the hill guy in Silicon Valley.
John Luini, who was the wizard behind all of the video and the quality of the video production for our event, knows Roger personally. And,
And that brings up another element here, is that really the organizers of each TEDx have their social networks that they bring to bear to creating the event.
Absolutely. If I could only map how many interconnections there are, I think we'd be stunned by the reach into our community. And we'd like to be more thoughtful about that whole process in the future, be able to use it well and to really identify some of the remarkable human treasures that we have in our area.
What do you think is the best thing that comes out of doing TEDx in Santa Cruz at the local level?
For me personally, it's just meeting all these wonderful people and being able to talk with them and share stories on our own in an interpersonal way. But the satisfaction that comes from sharing them with people, not only in our community, of course, but elsewhere.
Have you heard any stories from the participants of significant things that occurred in their lives?
Some, yes, and we would like to have the time and the wherewithal and the resources to be able to interview our speakers from time to time, and maybe you guys can help with that, to see what happens when people get this much visibility and so forth. Mm-hmm. We are getting the feedback that it is an extraordinary experience for the speakers. Mm-hmm. Some of them are finding their voice. Some of them are skilled speakers and presenters, but they all have their unique gratefulness, I would say, from having this experience. Mm-hmm. And it's unique.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you were going to a major TEDx event coming up. Can you tell us about that?
I'm attending with Doug Abrams, one of our other team members, to the TED Active conference that is simultaneous with the actual TED conference in Long Beach. But the TED Active conference is in Palm Springs. Mm. We don't have to pay as much as
you have a live,
the TED attenders.
You have a live stream to the event?
And we have a live stream in full HD and so on. But for us, a lot of TEDx organizers attend this conference. So there are special events, such as one event on Sunday, which will be TEDx organizers giving short 3 to 4 minute talks.
Including you?
For about No, I'm not. That'll be an interesting experience, is to hear what everybody else is, what their passions are and why they're doing what they're doing and what they're excited about.
So do you feel that the main purpose of TED is inspiration?
Every time I turn around, I think of another reason why there is this attraction to TEDx, but certainly the inspiration. But I think we're, and TED themselves is dealing with these questions. They're beginning to do research on what motivates people. What's this attraction? A lot of times it comes from a shiver up my spine when I think about all the possibilities. But, you know, this democratized, I mentioned this democratized conversation, that's one of the shivers. Other shivers have to do with just the magnificence and the awesome people that are in every community. Mm. They aren't always the most visible.
It is interesting that you'd realize that, and it would had its genesis from a very elitist community, that it would go right to almost to the opposite. How do these two organizations relate then? Is the TEDx now, you know, it's been spawned by TED, but it seems to have very different values in some respects.
Well, I think Chris Anderson and others had a vision to democratize the TED organization.
That which became TEDx then.
That's right.
And what happened to TED?
Well, from what I understand, the people at TED who are responsible for TEDx are completely overwhelmed and amazed by the response that TEDx has had. Mm. They never dreamed that it could happen so quickly and so in so many countries. I mean, Korea has had over 40 TEDx's.
40 in just Korea alone?
South Korea alone. Absolutely.
Wow.
And so would you say that it affirms that there's just more genius everywhere than we imagined?
Oh, I think so. I would like to explore, this will be in future years probably, but, and if anybody who's listening has any suggestions, I mean, we're talking about mostly people who have great ideas and are passionate about something and can give a good presentation. Mm. How many others have great ideas and maybe they haven't found their voice or need help?
Or need to be part of a team.
Or need to be part of a team. Or
that's the voice of an educator there, Dave.
Yeah. Well, so the one of the things you do with the TEDx is that you have somebody speak and everyone listen. Now, have you looked at other ways in which maybe people can work with these talents in our community?
Well,
and
we're
just listening to them?
We're wanting to have events that are called salons. Mm-hmm. And that's a more informal circumstance or event where people can get on stage and test their voices and get some feedback. Mm. We also want to have socials. And socials are even more informal and can happen in anybody's living room. They can just watch, invite some people over and watch and maybe listen to each other. I mean, we have volunteers who are speech coaches who are volunteering to help people.
Mm. Help them express themselves.
Bring their voice along.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So this is all part of that.
I have questions about mm-hmm. issues such as inclusivity. Is there a way for any member of the general public to participate, or is there some kind of a bottleneck where you sort of need to know the right person and be invited? And
right on the best way, if they want to become involved in TEDx Santa Cruz, is go to our website, TEDxSantaCruz.org, and right on the front page in the bottom left-hand corner is a place where they can actually be on our mailing list and tell us what their interests are and can begin to communicate with us about, you know, how they might like to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Are there other local TEDxes?
There's TEDx Monterey, and their event is coming up shortly. There's TEDx San Jose. TEDx San Jose is their next annual event is happening April 14th, and their theme is Play It Forward.
Mm-hmm. So you'd Google search TEDx San Jose, and you'd find out more.
Yes, it's TEDxSanJoseCA.org, I believe. TEDx Monterey is also happening in April, and I just don't have access to. I brought a sheet about it.
Search for TEDx Monterey.
Monterey.org.
And you'll see what is on their agenda.
That's right. I know it's about water, and it's about the bay in general.
You
know,
we
have broad themes. Right.
And do you have a theme yet for the Santa Cruz?
No, we don't. And that's one of the things that we're going to grapple with in our design retreat.
And so you have said that you're interested in TEDx Santa Cruz developing an interest or an ability to have sustainability. So are you seeing a way for TEDx to participate in local activism, local planning? Is it more just a personal desire? How do you see TEDx Santa Cruz becoming more meaningful to the community here?
Well, TED and TEDx organizations are really about ideas. But behind all that, ideas are fine. But if they don't hit the pavement, why, what's the value?
So perhaps they're going to spawn some projects.
And they may spawn some projects. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that we'd like to document. That's not necessarily what we're primarily responsible for. Mm. However, we are entertaining the idea of a new element that we will propose to the TEDx organization and the TED organization, and that is the concept of a TEDx Santa Cruz idea lab. It would run for, say, 3 months, and we would take a particular idea with a cadre of volunteers and see what kind of a prototype we could make for that idea within that 3-month period, and then report back in one of our events or online.
So. Fascinating. So sort of a meetup concept. You're going to do a cooker lab.
Incubator.
That's right. Yeah, I shy away from the incubator concept.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. It's more of bringing some passionate people together. And the parameters really are much like a TEDx event. You're not out there to make money. So whatever product is produced, whether it's a proposal or a song or an app, it's to be licensed under the Creative Commons license.
Oh, really?
So, and it's to benefit us all.
Also, you were saying that you were looking for someone to get involved with TEDx Youth?
Yes. We would love an organizer who would take that and run with it.
Uh-huh. So there's a lot of opportunity there to...
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, any of our sister towns, and, you know, this isn't, we don't consider this just a Santa Cruz. It's really the greater Santa Cruz, and we emphasize greater. And we would love participation from South County and Watsonville, but if there are groups who want to form a TEDx Capitola, we would be happy to help them.
TEDx Boulder Creek.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in fact, last year, I remember one of the very powerful speakers that we were lucky enough to have on our show was a Watsonville resident, Gina Castaneda.
That's right. She spoke at her.
Yeah. Very involved with gang alternative culture down there.
Yeah, how did she do on the TEDx, the whole gang thing? Was she popular? Was she?
She's one of the more popular ones, yeah. We're inclusive. We would love to see this spread and or people become a part of what we're doing. And
So much for your retirement, eh?
Oh, this is just...
It's fun?
This has brought more vibrance in my life than... Not quite the same as having a daughter, but...
Ted. Yeah, Ted is not much
of a daughter.
It's
kind of giving birth, though, isn't it? Well, thank you, Dave, for visiting us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
good luck with your future endeavors here. Keep us posted.
I sure will.
Thanks. Yeah, keep the dream alive, Dave. Thanks so much. And this is Dr. Future Show. We'll be back after a few sponsor messages.
Yeah.